The changing lifestyle of the Czechs, combined with the protracted economic recession and increased taxation, has led to a significant drop in the sales of spirits on the Czech market. According to fresh figures by the Czech Republic's Union of Spirits Producers and Importers, sales dropped by 7% from January to June, a trend that began 3 years ago. I sat down with Petr Pavlík, the head of the union and the CEO of the country's biggest spirits producer, Stok Božkov, and asked him about the drop in sales and the strategies of the Czech producers to expand their business.
We can definitely confirm that the decline is influenced by the economic situation, so the purchase power of consumers. And we believe that behind the decline of the category is an increase of excise tax, which is effective as of January 1st, 2010. Since the excise tax has been increased by 7.5%, the category of the spirits started to decline, despite in previous years, first wave of so-called recession, the category of the spirits hasn't been impacted by the negative offtake by consumers. So over that first wave of recession, the category of spirits grew actually. But as of January 1st, 2010, the category, despite economy started to do well, category of spirits started to decline.
What's the relation between sales and the actual consumption? Because these, of course, are two different things. You've also pointed out the role illegal or trade with illegal spirits plays in this. So does it also mean, or does it necessarily mean, that the consumption is decreasing?
There is question about first consumption of spirits as such. There are two things which are above the official consumption, which is first so-called government controlled distillation, where there is only 50% of excise tax paid. And second thing is distillation called moonshining, or distillation which consumers are doing illegally with the private distillation equipment. So when we look at that, that can represent around an additional 20% of total consumption of spirits.
And is that decreasing sort of simultaneously with the dropping sales? Because the sales have been dropping for 3 years now.
We do believe that the black market as such, where corporate bodies are involved, is actually under control thanks to the combat of mainly customs. When we look at the completely private distillation, this is on rise, because as of January 1st, 2011, to own private distillation equipment is not a criminal act anymore.
So, in other words, would you say that the consumption of sort of commercially produced liquor is down, but it's made up for by all these, as you said, government-controlled private distillers or those, you know, straight illegal distillers?
I would say that the private distillation is slightly on the rise. I do believe that the corporate crime of avoiding excise tax payment is slightly reducing, so that can compensate the overall spirits consumption. But consumers can easily switch to other categories where there is a lower level of excise tax, so the gram of alcohol, if you call it so, is actually cheaper. So when we are talking alternatives besides the spirits is, of course, beer, but much cheaper to buy spirit as an active ingredient is actually silent wine, so wine where there is zero level of excise tax.
Do you see perhaps any changes to the lifestyle of Czechs, that they might be drinking less than, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
I do believe there is a change of the lifestyle, and we forecast that such change in the lifestyle will continue in the next 5 to 10 years, and we can expect that the category of spirits will decline in level of 1 or 2%. That's clear. There is a lifestyle change. There is also different socio-demographic profiles, so the aging of the Czech population and so on. But of course, this will be always accelerated by any economic, significant economic change, recession, changing in excise tax or overall taxation, which will lead to lower shopping power of consumers.
The beer producers in the Czech Republic seem to be doing quite well with a new kind of beer, let's call it Radler, the mixture of beer and lemonade, really, which is cheaper to produce, the tax is lower. That has been a huge success with consumers and beer drinkers in the Czech Republic. So what is the spirit producer strategy to sort of combat the falling demand?
We have several strategies, and of course each producer in the country is finding different alternatives how to grow the business. What we can say generally, which applies to most of the producers, is also higher sales of fruit liqueurs, which are also having a lower content of the spirits inside the product, which is for the consumer, two consumer insights. The first one is by people who are 40 years and older, who enjoy to have a party with their friends, talking about the life and so on, having a couple of beers, and as they were used to a few years ago, later to order some shots of spirits, now they are ready to order something which is actually having lower level of the alcohol content. So vodka-based or fruit liqueurs products are the one fitting the insight. Second consumer insight is coming from the younger generation, so people from age of 25 and around, who want to have fun, enjoy the party, but not to get completely drunk, which we fully support, and they want to enjoy the whole evening, talking to their friends, dancing, and so on.
Both occasions you mentioned, these are public venues, these are pubs or parties perhaps. Is that the bulk of, by far, would you say, of spirits consumption, or what about the, you know, people drinking at home?
On-trade, which means bar or pub consumption, is approximately one-third of the total spirits market. Few years ago, still, it was 50%, so on-trade business is under pressure. By the way, this is another reason why we think the government should reconsider the taxation level of the spirits, because with the increase of the excise tax, both on spirit and the wine, also pushed consumer out of the restaurant, so which impacted also this segment of government industry. When it comes to off-trade, there are also different, which is retail, there are also different movements what consumer like. And what we see in generally, there is a huge exploration of mixed drinks consumption. So the consumers buy Coke, buy any other soft drinks, juices and so on, and they mix it at home and have a party at home.
How about imports of spirits, whiskey, and all those, you know, sort of world established brands of alcohol? What's the situation there?
Situation there is stable. So consumers who over the years found quality in imported products, they stay with them. So we can say that the level of the imports is same as it was a few years ago, not impacted by the recession. And when we look at the position of Czech Republic as the exporter, then we can say that the same level of import is actually coming as an export out of the country.
Export was one of the things you mentioned that could help the production of spirits in the Czech Republic. Do you see any immediate opportunities on the world markets?
Unfortunately, I need to be a bit skeptical on this part, because we need to take in consideration the local companies, spirits producers. Not many of them have strong brands which can be easily exported elsewhere. And if there are some opportunities, they are already being utilized, or they are already in place. And all producers are also limited by the distance and transportation cost. So for more local producers, there are only markets which are around, and there we need to be ready for also tough competition. And secondly, that we can compete only with the products which are more or less commodities. And when we talk commodities, we don't talk high profit per liter or per volume. So we need to expect there are quite low margins.
Well, your firm, Stok Boškov, recently announced that you were going to sell one of your, I would say, signature liquors, the peppermint liquor, or Zelená, as it's called in Czech, in the United States. Has it been a success so far?
It is success. We are offered in 2,000 bars up to date, and we have a pretty good sales coming out of it. This is another example, but talking our company, I would say the major success over last, I would say, 2 years is taking over full production from our mother company production in Trieste and in Italy. So we will produce in Pilsen for new 55 markets, and we'll start to export products to those markets.
In many countries, particularly in Western Europe, you see when you come to a region, there's different spirits, not necessarily produced by local producers, but, you know, something for people who come to visit to enjoy the local fruit. Is that a way to expand the market?
I would say it has an opportunity in bigger countries, where any marketing investment in that direction will easily pay out. we are pretty small markets. We see different trends, either loyalties to some brand, which in, let's say, Moravia compared to a loyalty to another brand in Bohemia. We can see higher consumption of fruit distillates in Moravia and so on. But marketing investment in that direction will be quite high compared to payout.
Another of your flagship products, Tuzemark, is of course the popular brand in the Czech Republic. But I was going to ask you about a row that you really started with the European Commission when you earlier this year complained about an EU program that supports rum producers in the Caribbean to promote the local industry in countries that are poor. And instead you said that the European Commission should really support something that's produced here, such as Tuzemark. Was it just a marketing stunt, or have you actually heard back from the European Commission?
We actually approached the organization, but I think it's an interesting discussion. It turned that we actually identified there is a program which will enable us to export any of our brands possibly and get some substitution for the marketing support if we sell such products out of European Union. But coming back to your point, we do believe that actually the local production and the local products should rather be supported than import of Caribbean rum to European Union.